Okay, today's daf is Bikurim Daf Zayin. Bikurim Daf Zayin, and we are on Vavim Abeis, and we had the very important halacha, new halacha yesterday that we learned, that one needs, if there is a case of Bikurim, that there is a potential, there is ra'ui for the ability of Kriya. So then if you don't do Kriya, then the Bikurim are Asur Ba'achila forever. The Kohanim have to have heard, or the Bikurim, I shouldn't say, the Bikurim should need to have Kriya, Mikri Bikurim set upon them, once they're in the world of having Kriya said, right? And we said that was the Chiddush of the Gemara yesterday, right? We said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that there was a chilek between Likton Lishloch Yad Acher. If I originally had in mind to give it to a Shliach when I harvested them, then that's okay. Then there's never Kriya, right? And we said that's a Chiddush of this context, that Shlichus is not good enough, right? You would have thought that, but if I had in mind to bring them and then I decided to give it to a Shliach, then that is not good enough. And that's what the Mishgemar said, Kol HaBikurim Sheniru Litar Bikriya Ein Itarim Ela Bikriya. That's the Yesod. Any Bikurim that was in the Parsha of getting matired by Kriya, then it needs Kriya. It needs Kriya. Then we said, what about the Mishnah later on that says, if you're mafish bikurim, then you sell your field, maybe veino kare, right? Is that a case that it was roy for Kriya? So why bringing it anyway? So the answer is that that's a case where he had in mind always to sell his field, right? When he harvested it, there was in mind to sell the field, and therefore there was never roi for Kriya either. The Gemara says again on the last line now, v'had tanina, but didn't we learn in the next Mishnah, which we'll get to, yavesh, we're going to change a word, hama'aya niksasa ilan. Maybe we had a machlok, it's a machlokes, it's in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, that what happens if after you have your bikurim, the ma'ayan, the water source that nourishes your tree, dries out, or the tree gets chopped down. The tree gets chopped down, so there's a machlokas, whether you're maybe vikori and maybe veino kori. But everybody agrees you're maybe. But one second, if you picked your bikurim, so you should have kriya, and then the tree gets chopped down, so then there's no kriya. Doesn't that mean that, you know, you're still bringing it? So Gemara says, no, odhi biyavesh mishar rishona. It must be talking about a case where it was already dried out before you amafresh it. Already dried out before you amafresh it. Or you had in mind to cut it down. When you picked it, you had in mind that you were going to be cutting down this tree, you know, before you do it. So again, in Ukimta, of these cases, that there was never Kriya on the horizon. And therefore, there is no problem. This is not a violation of the Yesod of Kala Bikurim Shiniru Litava Kriya, Einitarin Ella Bikriya. So now the Gemara says, but wait a minute. The Kriya Makeves? Is Kriya Ma'akev? Mikra Bikurim. What if he never did Mikra Bikurim? In a regular case, it's not Ma'akev. Unless you go home and you don't do Bikurim. It's okay. We're going to learn that later on. So why in these cases is it no good? So Amar Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak says, what's known in the Bavli as the din of Rabbi Zera, but here it's Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Haroi L'Kriya, Ein Kriya Ma'akevus. It has to be, once you have the potential for Kriya, so then it is not Ma'akev. Meaning if I'm the owner, and I'm going, and I'm supposed to do Kriya, and then I end up not doing Kriya, then that's okay. Kriya is not Ma'akev. I need the potential. But if I originally had the potential, and then something happened, and now it's impossible, I lost that potential. Not that I have unfulfilled potential. I lost the potential, so that's worse. That's worse. Interesting message in Hashkafa. Losing potential and unfulfilled potential, right? In our case, unfulfilled potential is better. As long as you have the unfulfilled potential, the potential is still there, then it's because it's not about Musar. You know, you would say Musar the opposite. Unfulfilled potential is worse than not losing the potential. Okay, you can't do it anymore. But in this case, as long as the potential is there, so then that is okay. And of course, that's the sugya in Menachas Daf Yud Ches and many other places called Haroi Labila. As long as it's roi, right? Remember that case? The case is if I'm bringing a carbon mincha. If I bring a carbon mincha, so then if I want to bring it in one kli, in two kalim, the Mishnah says, shishim nivloim, right? 60 esronin of flour can be mixed well with one lug of oil. But if I'm going to bring, let's say I'm going to be no Dave, I'm going to give as a voluntary carbon 63 esronin, then I can't bring that in one kli. Because 63 esronin of oil doesn't mix well with one lug of oil. I have to bring 60 in one and, you know, 63 and 3 in the other. because it has to be mixable. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute, you don't have to mix it. You don't have to mix it. So what does it have to be mixable for? The answer is, it still has to be mixable. That's the Rebbe Zera. Vatanan, that's the Gemara in Menachas, Daf Yud Chesma Beis. Vatanan, Shishim Nivlalim, Shishim Vechad Ein Nivlalim. Vavinam Ba, Kienim Nivlalim, Mayhavi. Vatanan, Lo Balak Shera. You don't have to be bolo in the first place. You don't have to mix the oil and the flour. V'yam Rebbe Zera, Kala Roy Labila, Ein Bila Ma'akeves Bo. V'choshein Roy Labila, Mila Ma'akeves Bo. So that is the Yisod, the same Yisod here. As long as you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash. You could do the Kriya. You didn't do the, it's better to do the Kriya. It's a mitzvah daraisa to do the kriya. But not doing the kriya doesn't aser the fruit. But if you cannot do the kriya, so then that is a question. Ask Tosfos, in Menachas, Dab Yud Ches, V'im Tomar, keep in mind, in 2 days from now, we're going to have a Ravid that quotes a Yerushalmi in Menachos. And there's a whole literature. Is that really true? Is it a misprint? Did the Ravid really have a Yerushalmi on Menachos? But stay tuned. V'im Tomar, Minale, as Tosfos in Menachos, Yud Ches Mabez, Minale Diliboy Roy Labila, Me'achad Dibila Lo Ma'akva. I don't understand. In all these cases, by Bila he's asking, but there's a few other cases in Shas, including here, right? What are the cases in Shas of Roy Labila? Right, there are a few cases that we say, Kala Roy Labila, by Chalitza, you have to have Ra'ui l'kriya sapsukim. That's similar here to Mikra Bikurim, right? That's Yevamos Kufdalid. It's the whole parak, Mitzvahs Chalitza. The 12th parak in Yevamos is all about Chalitza. 13th parak is all about Miyun, right? Every parak is organized. Starting from the second half, it's not about Yevamos. It's about Eidos Isha, from Isha Rabbah on. But Yevamos Kufdalid, Kriya b'Chalitza, you need Ra'ui l'kriya. That's why a mute can't do Chalitza. Somebody can't talk, even though the kriya is not ma'akev. You need Ra'ui l'kriya. Number one, you need Shemiyah Bahafara, right? The husband to be mefer the nedarim of his wife. He can't be deaf. If he's deaf, he can't be mefer. He has to be ro'i l'shmiyah. Two. Three, our case, Bikurim, has to be ro'i l'kriya. And the case of Bila, right? That's the classic case. And the last case is what's Lamaisa also, ro'i l'bias mayim. Right, by a mikvah, I don't need the water. I don't have to have my mouth open when I go into the water. I don't have to have my eyes open, but I have to have ro'ui that I can't have any chatzitza, I can't have any interposition, I can't have something stuck between my teeth, and the water wouldn't be able to get through, even though the water doesn't have to actually get there. It needs ro'ui l'bias mayim, and not actual bias mayim. So Tosfos asks, in all these cases, if you don't need it, so maybe you don't even need the potential of it. Right, so if you don't actually need it, that's Tosfos is gone. V'im Tomar, Minolei Dilibay Roy LeBila, Me'achad Dibila Lo Makva. Once we know Bila is not Ma'akev, so what do you need even L'Chadchila for? So you know what Tosfos answers? So why did the Torah say it? Obviously, if the Torah says it, you need something. V'yesh Lomar Svara Ba'almahu Kiva Dekasav Rachmana Bila Diniboy L'Chal Apachas Roy LeBila V'chein L'Gabi Kriya DeChalitza V'chein Gabi Kriya DeBikurim. Right, he quotes our cases. Mistam, if the Torah says Mikra Bikurim. So what is that? Just like an Eitz HaTova? Is that an Eitz? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So we have Torah Shabbat Peh that it's not Ma'akev. So what is it? So you need something. So that's why you need Ro'o Yilbi Asmayim. That's an important comment of Tosfos. Yud Ches Amid Beis. You need L'chadchila, Gemara Nida. You need L'chadchila, as we just saw, you need the potential. Is there a L'chadchila to do it? So for Mikra Bikurim, I would say for sure. Of course, it's a mitzvah, mikra bikurim. Mitzvah chalitza, mikra kriyas apsukim, l'chora, for sure. It's part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is the kriyas apsukim. By bila mixing the oil, I don't remember. Right? Is there a chadchila dafka to mix it? I don't know. You're bringing the karban. Is it better if you mix it? I don't know. Right? Maybe it's beforeish, I don't remember. But what about royal abiyas mayim? Is there a chadchila to keep your mouth open? Tosfos says, no, that's not. That one you cannot say. Right, by Bikurim and by Chalitza, I would say for sure, yes. Menachas, I'm not sure. But Nida, for sure, not. Right, that's Tosfos and Nida, Samach Vav. We mentioned this Tosfos. This is a top 10 Tosfos and Nida. Right, Tosfos says, Samach Vav Mabez. Tosfos says, well, why shouldn't you need a L'chadchila? Right, but I guess by all the other ones, L'chadchila. You know, do the Mikra Bikurim, do the Mikra Kriyas Apsukam by Chalitza. So maybe keep your mouth open. Keep your mouth open. So says the, is that a lachadchila? So Tosfos says, I can't be. V'im Tomar, Amai samach vav amabeis nida. Amai lo bina bias bayam lachachila bebeis astarim kegemo bila. Oh, bila. He quotes bila, so maybe there's lachachila by bila too. Bila lachachila to mix it. Ukriyas bachalitza ubebikurim. So why don't you say lachachila? Not only do you need the potential, but maybe you should do it lachachila. Tosfos answers, tefillah is different than the other ones because tefillah is a matir. And when it comes to a matir, there's no such thing as lachachila b'diavad. Right? Either the matir, if it's a mitzvah that's also achieves a certain, you know, heter, like tevilah, you can't say there's a lachachila way being matir and a b'diavad way. It's matir or it's not matir. So therefore, that's why Tosfos says there's no lachachila. De'ein svar agabi tefillah, shalok pita Torah el shi'itar adam. V'ein lomer de lachachila liboy, kima de b'diavad tohar, lachachila nami loboy, v'talu tefillah. Aval, the other ones are mitzvahs. What did he put on the list, by the way? Chalitza. Is chalitza a mitzvah matir? He puts chalitza with the mitzvah. Right? If you don't want to get married, do you have to still have to do chalitza? Satosa says it's a mitzvah. Aval bilo, mikra bikur, mechalitza, mitzvos ninu. Hilkach, lechadchila, leavid. So that's an important tosfos. You need to on samach vav, amid base. Good. There's, maybe just mention one more Rambam. One more Rambam, the Rambam in Yibum, Dalid, where is it? Here in Yibum, in Dalid Ches. The Rambam says, Visuma eno choletz, shenemar v'yarka b'fana v'einza roe harok. A blind man cannot perform kadav chalitza done with a woman because he can't see. He can't see the spit. And it says v'yarka b'fanav. The Yarkab of Fanath says the Ravid, Bushisha Machar Jachlots. If there's somebody else to do it. Meaning the Ravid saying, if you don't have somebody, then you do it. Yeah, if you don't have somebody, then you need to, you know, aim Brera. You don't want this woman to be stuck. So if there's nobody else, the Ravid says, the blind man could do it. And that's what the Mishnah Lamelech and others speak about, you know, why, what about Roy Labila, according to the Ravid? Right? Well, does the Rambam agree to that? But that's the question. The Chalkas Yoav says maybe the answer for that Ravid is that you can't say something's going to be ma'akev if it's after the taking off of the shoe. That's the matir. That's the ikker. So we do the spitting afterwards. So to say that you need roi afterward, lo shayach ena roi labila rak bedavar anase kodem achalitza. V'shayach lomar shema'akev achalitza kamo bebila dimincha. Avol berkika dekfar hutra lachshuk. Okay, that's a big sugya. There's a lot more there, but let's continue now. And we're on the third line. So the Braisa says, it's a Braisa. Liktan l'shalcham biyad acher. If somebody, I picked it and had in mind to send it to with another person. Meaning, so it's fine. There's no kriya that's on the horizon, and therefore kriya is not ma'akev. Add in two words. The Gemara adds in two words. The chala shliach, and the shliach got sick. I appointed shliach A to bring my bikurim, and he gets sick. So, this is part of the sugya. Shliach was a shliach in other sugyas. In Bab Metzia, can one shliach make another shliach without asking permission from the mishaleach? Could he just automatically? So that's a big topic, depending on the context. But look what the Gemara says here. Here you for sure have to ask permission. Why? Lo yishalchem biyad acher. Why? You can't send it from somebody else. Because maybe if you go back to the guy and say, you know what, I'm sick, I can't go, maybe he'll decide, you know what, I'll do it because I could do the kriya. So there's lachachila for the mishaleach to bring it. So therefore here for sure you cannot automatically ask somebody else to do it. Shemi yimalech ulavian. Maybe he's going to change his mind to bring it himself, which obviously would be better. Period. Rabbi Avoh, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. By the way, in some of these cases, it's a difficult shita. The Mefarshim wonder about it. The Rambam says in all these cases that you can't do the kriya and it's ma'akev, maybe veino kore, which is unusual because you can't eat it. Right? You can't eat it. So why would the Rambam think that you could bring it? So the Kesef Mishnah and others try to figure out that Rambam in Dalid Yud Gimel. Rabbi Avoh, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hayoresh maybe veino kore. Rabbi Yochanan says, a yoresh, someone who yarshins, who inherits these fruit, are maybe veino kore. What is the case under discussion that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about? Ma anan kaimin, I'm sorry, Avodah Zarah. The Gemara, Avodah Zarah. Ma anan kaimin, im yarsha b'chaye aviv shluchahu. What do you mean? If the father's still alive and he gets the fruit, then obviously he's a shliach. So what's the chiddush? Shluchahu, of course he can't be he can't bring kore, and if he had in mind to originally give it to him, so fine, maybe veino kore. V'im la'achar mises aviv shalohe. And if the father died, then it's his stuff. Then it should be able to be maybe vikaresh. What does it mean, yoresh? Right? Either it's the father's or it's his. Elak yana kaimin b'shaya aviv cholem, and we say umisukan. The father's ill. The father's very ill towards the end of his life. He's cholem umisukan. And therefore, you might have thought, the havamina is, you might have thought that maybe this is, you know, considered, you know, as if it was his already. Right? When kamash balan not. Your father's still alive. Your father's still alive, and therefore you cannot bring it. So the Gemara's lashon is cholem umisukan. Right? If you look in the Mara Folda, he says, and the father dies after the harvest, before the hava. So Sakada the Chamina, you might think, because he was Cholam Mesukan, Verov Gosis in Lamisa. He quotes Goses. Ooh, that's what we're talking about here? The Gemara didn't use that Lashon. Goses is a different than Chola. Rov Cholam L'chaim, Rov Gosis in Lamisa. So if you say it's a Goses, somebody who's mamish in the throes of the process of death, so that's what the Mara Folda says. So you might think there that when it was harvested, it's Ki'ilu his already. Kamash Balam, Ikar Ki Lokta Kididay Dami, Kamash Balam, even there. Even if it's a goses, it is not called the sons yet. Right? Because a goses, even if we say rov goses in lamisa, and therefore, what does the Mishnah say in Gittin, that if a person goes to give a get to a woman, and he left the guy, the husband, as a goses, then you can't assume that he's still alive. If you left him as a chola, you can. But rov goses in lamisa. Right? So, but here, if you know he's still a goses, he's still alive. Right? If somebody kills a goses, they're, you know, makes him die faster, even by a minute, so that's murder. So this is the Yichidish that, you know, even though he's a Goses, it's still called belonging to him. Whenever Goses comes up, we like to quote the, if you look in the Meseches Machos, which is one of the Meseches Ketanos, at the end of Meseches Avodah Zarah, so that's the first halacha. Meseches Machos is a euphemism, right? It's that's why we say, in Ashkenazis, simchus and not smachos, right? Because smachos is a euphemism for mourning, avelus. All of Hilchas avelus is in Maseches Smachos. But simchus or smachot is a little hard, because how do you say Maseches Smachot? It's the same thing. Okay, whatever. But the first line of Maseches Smachos, hagoseis, how are you kachai l'chol davar? A goseis is a chai l'chol davar, and he goes through all the halachas about bikur cholim and the like. But for some reason, there's a brisa stuck on the top of Maseches Machos. A three-line, like, text that we're not exactly sure where it came from. But it says, Vayhiba chatzi alayla v'ashem hika ko b'char b'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem smote the Egyptians in the middle of the night. Viksiv ki li ko b'char. B'yom hakoso ko b'char. But a different pasuk says that Maseches Machos took place during the day. So, was Maseches Machos at night or during the day? Amar Reb Yochanan. Hashem smote them at midnight, but they were flailing and they were, you know, in the throes until the morning, and that's when they died. So that Bnei Yisrael could see that they were dead and then leave. Fine, that's the bright. And then you go into Agosis, go into Maseches Machos. Says the Nachlas Yaakov. This is the classic commentary in the bottom here of the Maseches Machos. What is this doing here? What does this have to do with anything? We have Maseches Machos here, and we have this little brisa that's quoted beforehand. So he says, I'll tell you what it's doing here. Says the V'yesh lo daktik, l'may hevi akdrasha l'chadchila Masechazu. So he says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Lamites, that a certain min, Asher v'yavahu, your God is a Kohen. It says, v'yikhuv li truma. So when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, in which mikvah did he go in? That's his question. And if you say he went in water, no, the Pasuk says that Hashem can't fit in all the waters of the world. So Rabbi Yavo said, oh, fire. He went into a mikvah of fire. Kini Hashem be'esh yavo. Aye, does fire work? Yeah, fire's even better, as we know by kashering. Fire's even better than a mikvah. Fine, that's the Gemara. Ask Tosfos there in Sanhedrin Lamites, why didn't the men ask him, you know, how do you make himself tummy in the first place? Right? How do you make himself tummy first? By burying Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, oh, what was he told about? How? Why did he ask him what? So what's the answer? Banim atem l'Hashem al-keichem. Family member. Family member. So a Kohen is allowed to be tovel. And we pass him, he has to be tovel. Fine. So then, that's the background. So now the kasha is, ordered by Machas Bechoros, anivelo malach, anivelo saraf, anivelo, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu smote them himself. So, mitzriyim aren't banim l'makom. Sad Hashem make himself tamei. How? The answer is, what does this brisa say? When Hashem smote them, they didn't die yet. They were ghosts of sin the whole way until the morning. And then in the morning they died. And we know Goses throughout, he's not dead yet. That's the first halacha. Goses haru gachay l'chol dvarav. Right? So that's an introduction to Maseches Machos, using the principle of Goses gachay l'chol dvarav, answering the kasha that you could have asked, like Tosfos asks, and that's Gemara Sanhedrin Lametes, and the Tosfos there, and the Hosafa of the Nachlas Yaakov on the bottom of the page. Okay, but that's what the Mara Folda brings in Goses into our Gemara. Good. Ksiv, another brisa. V'samachta b'chal atov asher nasan l'cha Hashem l'kecha ulaveisecha. Right? You should be happy. This is part of the pasuk there. Should be happy with all the good that Hashem gives you and to your house. So we darshin for the word beisecha. Often in the Torah, Chazal darshin, beiso zu ishto, beisecha. Malamei sha'ada mevi bikurim minichse ishto v'kore. A person could bring bikurim from the property of his wife and do mikra bikurim on there. Which property? So we know there are two properties that a husband gets from the wife, called Nixei Malug, Nixei Tzon Barzel. Nixei Tzon Barzel go to the husband fully. He just has to repay them on death of divorce. That value, so that for sure, is his. The chiddush of this line is that even the Nixei Malug, Malug means to pluck away. Even the property that really belongs to the wife, and the husband just plucks, meaning there's a tree. The tree belongs to the wife, he takes the fruit. What's called Kinyan Peiros. That's good enough, says Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry, says the Brisa for Mikra Bikurim. So there's a machlokas how to understand this Brisa. Based on a general machlokas that comes up in Shas, Rabbi Yochanan always holds Kinyan Peiros ke Kinyan Aguf Dami. If I only have a smaller Kinyan Peiros, it's as if I have a Kinyan Aguf, and Rish Lakish says not. So that's this machlokas. Rabbi Shimon, Lakish Amar La'achar Misa Hu. No. La'achar Misa. When are we talking about that the husband could do Mikra Bikurim and Kore? That's after the wife dies. Ha Bechayin Lo. During her lifetime, she can't. Why? Because where Rish Lakish holds Kinyan Peiros is Lavka Kinyan Aguf Dami. And even though the husband could pluck the fruit, that's not called a full Kinyan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Lo Shani, he Bechayin, he Lachar Misa. Rabbi Yochanan says, even while the wife's alive, the husband could bring these Bikurim and do Kriya, because Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Aguf. And the Gemara in Gittin Af Mem Zayim says, this is the Makar of Rabbi Yochanan for that principle. Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf is learned out from this halacha that the husband could bring from the Nechsei Malug, Bikurim. That's the makar for the din. Reb Shimon Ben Lakish Kidaite. Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, Reish Lakish follows his own Lashitaso. Kidreish Reb Shimon Ben Lakish Amar, Ein Adam Yorishishto Dvar Torah. Midal Raisa, Reish Lakish says, Reish Lakish doesn't hold the Bal Yorishishto Dvar Raisa. Bal Yorishishto Drabanan. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is that even though Baal Yorishishto is only Din Drabanan, but once he gets it, you know, he can still do Bikurim. He can still be Bikurim. Maybe the Pasuk is an Asmachta, but it's Lishitasa, because otherwise, if Reish Lakish held that the Baal Yorishishto Midaraisa, then obviously it's his afterwards. There wouldn't be a Chiddush. There wouldn't be a Chiddush in the Pasuk. Tosfos there in Gittin, Daf Em Zayin, does ask, like, how could there be, right, there's a Takana, where's the Tosfos? Let me just read the Tosfos. If not, you know what? Just see if I get it for a second. If not, then I'll just continue. Tosfos discusses how the Rabbanan were misakein part of that a husband yarshins. Lubeisav im tomar v'amenat Torah ein lubal peiros benichsei ishto avol takanta Rabbanan ba'amahu. The Torah is telling you that the husband can bring the nichsei malug of the wife for bikurim and do kriya, but the whole idea of nichsei malug is a takanta Rabbanan that Chazal put into the ksuba. It's one of the Tanai Ksuba. So how could the Torah be talking about that? V'yim Tomar, v'ham min ha-Torah ein l'ba peiros minichsei ishto. El takanta Rabbanan b'yamu, im kein al karchok zirsa kasevu. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, even though this is a takanta Rabbanan, it was an ancient, ancient minhag. V'yesh lomar, derech noshim shenosnos peiros l'ba alehen. V'chi agavna ayrikra. The pasuk is referring to women give their husband all these rights. You're right. Later on, it became legalized, and the chachamim put it into the Tanai Ksuba. But it still existed. This idea still existed beforehand, and therefore that's what the pasuk is referring to. And he quotes another example: Ke'enze Maisi Adayim Lavia Mizonos. Okay. Says the Gemara: Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rav Oshia Hanocha Ma'akeves Ein Kriya Ma'akeves. Rav Oshia says, putting down the basket of Bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash, next to the Mizbeach, that is Ma'akev. I need to do that. Even though, as we said up above, the Kriya itself is not Ma'akev. Remember, as long as you have the royal Kriya, that's all you need. The actual Kriya is not Ma'akev. The Rambam seems to say you could even do the Kriya afterwards. He has this Mashmos. V'hatanina, one second. So Rav Oshia says you have to do the hanacha but not the kriya. V'hatanina, but didn't we learn in Maseches Makkos? The third paragraph of Makkos is called Eluhein Halokin. All the different lists of people who get Malkos. So one of them is Ha'ochla Bikurim, Ha'chal Kar Aleim. The Kohen eats Bikurim before the kriya. So, what do you mean? I thought the kriya is not Ma'akev. Rav Oshia, Rav Yehuda, B'Shem Shmuel, to Rav Akiva he. That Mishnah is going like Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva holds it as Ma'akev. Rabbi Yossi boy Haydin Rabbi Akiva. Which Rabbi Akiva are we talking about? Amma Rabbi Mana Shamis Abba Tani. I heard my father say the following brisa: Hanacha Makaves ain't Kriya Makaves, as we just said. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kriya Makaves. Rabbi Akiva says no. Kriya is Ma'akev. The Mikra Bikurim. Rabbi Yaakov is a machlokus on a din daraisa. Right, whether Kriya is Ma'akev. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Rabbi Lazar Matam Amru Hanacha Makaves. Right, why do we say, everybody agrees, why do we say hanacha, putting it down as ma'akev, b'bnei shehi noheges pakol? Because that applies to all. Meaning, even those who have a chiyuv to be mevi ve'eino korei, put it down. Even though, so, the fact that hanacha is always there, means it's required and needed in ma'akev. And that's reason number one. Why should there be a difference between hanacha and kriya? Because hanacha is always there. Rabbi Tachuma, Rabbi Huna, B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, different pshat, B'Bnei Sheshana Aleha. Because there are two psukim that repeat it. That's called Shana HaKasav La'akev. If the Torah repeats something twice, that means it's really important and it's ma'akev. And you need to do it. Right? There are two psukim. Shana Aleha, right? The Marafolda quotes, V'hi Nicho and V'hi Nachto. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk Yud. So it says it twice, that's why it's ma'akev. So 2 days. 2 days, what's the reason that Hanach is Ma'akev? Either because it's always required by everybody, that shows, and then, or number two, because it's repeated. Amar Rabbi Abba Mari, Tarti. We need two reasons why. Chadak Rabbi Yehuda, Chadak Rabbanan. Because we need one for Rabbi Yehuda and one for the Rabbanan. What Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan, what are we talking about here? So, the Marafolda here quotes from the Gemara in Maseches Makkos that Rabbi Yehuda holds that one of the Hanachos means Tenufa. Means waving it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have two hanachas. You don't have an extra hanacha to teach me it's ma'akev. Because one of the word hanachas means to wave it. So that's what the Gemara says. Tarti, chadak Rabbi Yehuda v'chad Rabbanan, chadak Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda omer l'tzarech nishneis. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that the second hanacha, you need the second hanacha. Because that is needed to teach me tenufa. And therefore you need the other reason, b'reishi noha gespakol. Right, so the first reason in the Gemara is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Karabanan, but according to the Rabbanan, who say, no, maybe Tzunufa has learned that from somewhere else, then the two Hanachas, one of them is extra, and that's the reason given here. Karabanan de'inan marin, shalol l'tzarech nishneis. He says that it's not needed. It's not needed. Mipnei shishana aleha. And that's why, according to the Rabbanan, the reason would be because it's repeated, and therefore it is, that's the reason that it is needed. Tosfos in Zvachim notes, on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, right? We have this principle of Shana HaKasav La'akev. According to many, that principle only applies in Kodshim. Tosfos says that Beferish. Tosfos says, Tema, HaBechol Duchta Be'inon BeKodshim Shana La'akev. Fachaloshina. The Gemara there quotes that there's a certain halacha that's ma'akev, certain part of the avoda. So Tosfos says, but in Kachim, you need shana kasav la'akev. You needed to say it twice. That's a principle in Kachim. That's Tosfos. Ah, wow. So where is it applying here? Bikurim. Bikurim. We're applying the principle of shana kasav la'akev by Bikurim. So this now goes on our list. We're compiling a list of places in Bikurim where we have a hint of, as we've said, Bikurim is in the world of Zeraim, but it's the only one. It's also in the world of Bikurim. We had back on Dav Bezim, Abez, Gimel, and Aleph. Let's review. Right, so far, this is the second one. We're going to have another one tomorrow. But again, what does it say? Bezim, Abez, Gimel, and Aleph. Remember that? The case of Shinui. Shinui. Let's say, remember we said, if you're Mishana, by Avodah Zara, if you have an Asherah tree and you take and you pulverize it, and you still can't use that for wood in the Mizbeach. You can't use that for wood, right? Or the case of you took a stole karka and you planted the tree, you planted the branch, you're chayev damim, but is that our mitzvos kigavoah hein? And we said mitzvos are for sure not gavoah. You could use that for a lulav, let's say avodah zara. But what about bikurim? Mashiavi bikurim, right? Do you compare it to kachay hagvul, like truma? Do you compare it to kachay mikdash? Ooh, so that's ready. Daf Gimel. Do you compare Bikurim to Truma? Because it's called Truma. It definitely is in the world of Zeroyim. It has an element in the world of Kachem. So that's what we had on Daf Gimel. So that's the second. This is the second one. If you say Shana Kosev Lakev, it's not Mefurish here, but if you say that's the principle only by Kachem, then this is another example by Kachem. Rabbi Yosef Engel loves this. Rabbi Yosef Engel, I looked at it yesterday, but if you look in Lech HaTov, Simon Hay, he has 15 pages on Shana Kosev Lakev. I mean, we could spend a year on that, just on Shana Kosev Lakev. 15 pages. And he talks about it in Asman Daraisa and Giliana. He talks about it everywhere. But that's what he notes this. He talks about whether it be Kurim. He quotes his Truma called Kachim, but in Makas, Daf Yutes, so that's where he quotes some of these sources as well, because Bikurim, you put it down. Especially, what detail are we learning from Bikurim about the Hava next to the Mizbeach? That for sure is a Kachim element. Right, that's what we're trying to learn here, the Shana Kosev La'akev. So that part for sure is a Kachim element. Okay, I guess we have to stop here, Hashem, and we'll pick up next time with the next Mishnah of Bikurim.